Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hi, everyone. It's the I Don't Get It Podcast, and we have the most influential hairstylist out there right now with 6.5 million followers on YouTube.
Holy crap.
Brad Mondo. Everyone hashtags Brad Mondo whenever they get their hair done, and I can't believe he's coming on. And I look extra good today. I went to Pilates earlier today so I could get ready.
Wow.
So he thinks that I look good. So
can we just, I need to comment on this because we're all in different places right now. So we're all on Zoom, everyone. And it clearly looks like Ashley and I just rolled out of bed because we did.
Well, we are 3 hours behind. Actually, woke up at 5:55 this morning because one, daylight savings,
9:30,
and two, because we just landed back in LA. So like in my head, it was like 10. I woke up at 10.
Oh my God.
But it was 5:55.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, Ashley, every time we have a gay influencer on the podcast, whether it was Jonathan Van Ness, Ryland, Willem, the drag queen, or Brad.
Is there another one? Probably. It's just, I am such big fans of these people, and it has nothing to do with the fact that they're gay. It's just that I love gay influencers, maybe, and I get nervous.
You guys, Manny MUA. She literally comes dressed to the nines, and then she's always like, "I'm so nervous." She cares so much about what they think, and it literally makes me laugh so hard.
Like, they live for they live for the drama. They're all about appearance because that's
they're
what their
so
jobs
fabulous.
Are, and they're fabulous. So I want them to think I'm fabulous and not gross.
I get it. I respect the hustle. I should have probably put something on.
No, I don't feel bad about not doing anything, but I do look damn disgusting.
I look damn disgusting too, but also we're just talking about daylight savings, biggest I don't get it ever. I mean, I'm sure we're still doing it for the farmers and stuff, but I don't know if it makes sense to do it. And then you brought up a good point, Ashley. You said Arizona doesn't even do it.
Yeah, so that makes me really confused for the people of Arizona. Like, if anybody here is from Arizona and, but you know, please write something on the message boards explaining how this works for you guys. Like, what time do your TV shows air? Like, what is taken into consideration? It's like when it says like 8-7 Central, you're like, but is that including the fact that we are not in we exclude daylight savings? I don't know. That
must
have
been
so
confusing. 6 months, they must be Central, and for another 6 months, they must be like Pacific or something, or Mountain. I don't know.
Right? It's got to be all funky with their TV, the schedule, plus like when you're like, oh, I'm going to land at this time and then I'm going to depart at that time. Like, is it Arizona time, or is it like the rest of that part of the country time?
Oh my God, that would be so confusing departing from there.
Yeah, and landing like there.
Landing well, it's doesn't always seem confusing as stressful, going but... east. It's always confusing going east to west coast a little
not
bit.
Not to me. I mean, like,
hours.
It's 3 hours. You just boom, boom. 3 hours, you add or subtract. Right. But
well,
when it comes to
podcast,
I've
gotten this podcast messed up many times because I see it on the schedule and I'm like, 12:30, great. And I get on at 12:30. I'm like, just kidding. That's in 3 hours.
No, that's because you're being careless in looking at the schedule.
So mean.
It is. Yeah.
It's also like, confusing.
It is confusing. Really? It's so confusing. And sometimes the three of us are in three different places. And the thing is it's on my Zoom account, and my Zoom account is in Pacific time, obviously, because I book other things in Pacific time.
Yeah. See,
so
then
it would
like,
be
oh,
weird.
She booked it. So maybe it's on her time on my computer.
It's always on Naz's time.
It's always on my time because my Zoom is on Pacific time.
Yeah.
Because it would be too much for me to have to manually change all of ours and not change my other ones.
But just to make this more of a broad conversation again, I find Mountain Time and Central Time to be very confusing because, well, because.
because you've never lived there. That's why.
Sure, but the math is a little bit, you're like, oh, okay, so that's
2 hours?
2 hours, 3 hours, but like which states are central, which states are mountain?
My best friend Caitlin lives in Austin, and so remind me, I think she's 2 hours ahead, right? See, I always forget. And that's 2 hours is kind of harder than 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying. It's easy when you're on coast to coast.
It's harder to computate.
Okay, everyone, Brad Mondo is here, and I'm quite nervous. So, hi, Brad. Thank you so much for coming on. This is iconic.
Thanks for having me.
So, I feel we asked our Facebook group a whole bunch of questions that they have for you, but I feel like for all three of us, and probably the majority of people listening out there, they want to know what the true difference between drugstore shampoo and conditioner and salon quality shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, so I just did a video about this, actually like a few videos about this, and I found it really interesting because I had never used drugstore shampoo in my life. I grew up in a salon, and I had no idea the world of drugstore shampoo, and I was actually shocked at how inexpensive it was, and I was getting things for like $5-7, and I honestly have never bought a shampoo for less than like $25. So,
right.
You know, one of the biggest things about drugstore shampoo is that it's much less expensive. And there are reasons for that. You know, the main thing that I found was that the ingredient lists are very basic. And it's not always in like a bad way necessarily. But, you know, if you look at a salon quality shampoo, you'll see a lot of interesting ingredients and things like, you know, trendy oils and, you know, way more thought goes into the list is what I've found with professional quality shampoos and conditioners. And then with drugstore, it's really just the basics just to like get your hair clean and not, it doesn't really add much on top of that. But there was a couple of brands that I was shocked about, like, I think it was Garnier.
Herbal essences you like the most, yeah.
Of course, I don't remember. Okay.
That Herbal one essence. Smells the best, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, why can't salon quality smell like that?
You like the smell. You like the smell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you like the cheap stuff. Okay.
I didn't mind that smell, but most of them smell the exact same, and it's like candy. Like, it's sort of candy smell.
Baby prostitute.
Yeah, it's a very, like, young smell. Whereas, like, when I formulated my own shampoos and conditioners, we kind of pulled from, like, colognes and perfumes to, like, figure out the smell. And then we kind of replicated some things and, like, added our own things onto it. And that was how we did ours. But I found that they all smell the same in the drugstore. I don't love the drugstore smell, but... yeah, I don't know. It was
in one of the drugstore shampoos. You said that there was coconut oil in there, and that coconut oil actually isn't that great for you. And I see so many people be like, "Well, I put coconut oil in my hair, and I should have amazing hair." So, like, what's going on with that and that myth?
I always tell people to do their own research about this, but I've always had very problematic skin and like very dry skin, and I used coconut oil for a hot second, and then I became obsessed with it, and I was like, wait, is this actually doing something good for my skin? And then I started putting on my hair and did the full thing, got addicted to it. But then one day I was like, okay, let me research this and figure out like really what it's doing, because I started getting like my skin started getting really red from it, and I was just curious, you know, how is it, is this actually going in my skin, is this really hydrating? And I went down a rabbit hole and found out that, you know, it really just lays on top of the skin, it doesn't really let moisture in, stuff like that. But I always tell people to do their own research about this exact topic, because I definitely don't know everything about it, but I am always skeptical about products like coconut oil that's supposed to cure all. And like, you can drip, you can eat it, you can use it to cook, you can put on your hair, your skin, your nails. Like, it's too good to be true. And Yeah, I'm just not a fan.
What are your thoughts on, I'm Dominican, and what are your thoughts on like home hair remedies? Because I feel like people get mad creative, especially when they don't have money. And I remember being little and I would have aunts put like eggs in their hair, avocado in their hair, and they like swore by it. Like, what are your thoughts on like home hair remedies?
I love them. I think, you know, I love natural homeopathic treatments. I did a video about aloe, like getting aloe directly from the plant and putting on your hair and your skin. And obviously aloe, a lot of people know that aloe is great for you. And, you know, I uncovered so much interesting information about that and how much it helps your hair growth and, you know, oil treatments. Putting eggs in your hair can definitely help with protein. You know, it is disgusting. I've done it before and it's horrifying. And
you saw the 90 Day Fiance where he puts a thing of mayo in his hair, right?
Oh, I have not, but I will need to see that.
Oh my God. How has no one sent that to you? Yes. Like he just smeared mayo in his hair is iconic.
Well, there's eggs and mayo.
Well, it's egg based. Yeah.
There you go. That's what it is. It's eggs.
People do some really weird shit, but I also feel like you can get a hair mask for pretty cheap. And so why not just go buy the $3 hair mask and put it on your head instead of putting an egg on your head? It just seems a little nasty to me for no reason.
For sure.
Great gift idea here. It is movement watches and movement sunglasses. We love them so much. They are so high quality and they're so stylish, and yet, and they look like they're the kind of like $400 to $5 watches that, you know, you dream of getting. Yeah, but you don't need to spend that much because
you don't have that
durable, great quality. Yeah. Designed in-house products in LA. Jared and I have been to their headquarters. It's really cool. They're very like hip, modern, and trendy. We love it. It's great for girls and guys. I like sunglasses for the girls and watches for the guys.
Well, what I'm really into right now is not only does Movement sell watches, and not only have they made gifting easy and have clean and modern watches, but they also have blue light glasses, which I'm kind of obsessed with because
Lauren's wearing them right now.
Lauren's wearing them right now. Okay, so remember when like glasses was like eyeglasses was a thing, but everyone got like decoration ones and people were like, oh my God, that's so lame. Like you don't even need a prescription.
Yeah.
Even though I actually do need one. So I was not in that circle. But anyways, now if you want to wear eyeglasses, just like fashionably wise, but you also protect your eyes from the blue light because we're all on screens all the time. Movement has really, really stylish. They're called the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses. It's my personal favorite. And the lenses protect your eyes from long hours in front of your screen. And they come in tons of fashion forward styles to choose from. So I think that is like honestly the best gift either to yourself or to someone else this holiday season. And their Black Friday sale is actually live right now. So you can get ahead of your holiday shopping right now and get on their biggest sale of all time.
All time. Their shipping is really fast too. I think that's a plus when you're getting gifts for people.
Oh, absolutely.
And they also have their only sunglasses I will wear are Movement sunglasses. I swear. I got the Black Aviators.
Lauren's not lying. She does not think people should wear sunglasses.
There's not a pair of sunglasses out there that's cool enough for me to wear besides Movement.
And Lauren's cool. So, guys, check out Movement's biggest sale of the year. Absolutely. Like she said, fast free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/get it.
Is there anything that people can do to keep their color longer that isn't just using a color treated shampoo?
Yeah. I mean, definitely try to wash your hair as little as possible. And using dry shampoos is always pretty essential. The other thing I would recommend is using SPF on your hair. You can even take like a store. I wouldn't really recommend this completely, but I mean, just don't say I told you to.
give us a good.
you can buy like an aerosol SPF and put it on your hair. That's totally fine. It does have a lot of alcohol in it. So, you know, I worry about like hair getting dried out, but plenty of brands have SPFs, and that's really it though. The sun is the biggest factor, I think, for hair fading. And then there's also just pollutants in the air that makes, you know, blondes fade very fast. You never have that, like the day you walk out of the salon, it just quickly changes to yellow and you're like, what the hell is this? So just doing clarifying treatments I think is really important for blondes as well. And I love this brand called Malibu. They do like little packets and you like put them on your hands and you let it sit in your hair for 10 minutes and your hair is like completely not grassy anymore. So, yeah.
So we're not supposed to wash our hair that frequently. This is what hairdressers have been telling us, I feel like, for like at least a decade now. Yeah. But what happens, like, doesn't that cause a dry scalp? So like, where's the in-between?
Washing it, you said, causes a dry scalp?
Like, doesn't it like make you flakier? Like, Lauren was looking at my hair a couple weeks ago and she's like, your scalp is so dry. And I'm like, I don't know. I only wash my hair like once every 6 days. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Mine is too, Ashley, but maybe it's just this time of year for us because I feel like it's like getting colder. Like, does that have anything to do with it, Brad?
So it happens to me sometimes as well. And I wash my hair like once a week. And mm-hmm. I think that for me, it might be product buildup, and it might just be irritating my scalp from using products, so many products in between washes. I don't know if you use a lot of products.
No, mine was definitely coming directly from my scalp.
Yeah.
Right, Lauren?
Yeah. I was going to say the thing she uses most is dry shampoo.
Yeah.
No, I don't use that much dry shampoo.
Really?
Yeah, I barely ever spray it.
Oh, okay. Well, shocking.
Yeah.
I actually just filmed a video about dry scalp with this guy named Dr. Mike. So
wait, you shot with Dr. Mike?
Not wait, which Dr. Not psychiatrist Mike?
We have a regular. No, guys, the influencer Dr. Mike.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes,
what okay. was he like? I have to know.
He is the most charming.
Is he real?
No. Oh my God. He is just me getting baffled, but just like talking about it. I'm like, wow, he's just amazing. So I was over his house and, you know, it was a great day. We had so much fun, but he then goes into talking about how he saved somebody's life on an airplane. And like, this is totally besides the fact, but like, he's just, you know, not only is he so handsome and like successful, but he also saves lives.
He also, I know. It's like, are you
I
kidding?
Think Brad has a crush.
Everybody does. It's hilarious. Anyways, back to the dry scalp. So you shot a video with him about dry scalp.
Yes. So we shot about dry scalp. We reviewed a lot of drugstore products and then also like prescription products. So he had a lot of great things to say about some drugstore products, which will be in the video. But, you know, there's so many different reasons that it could be happening to you. And there's dry scalp, there's psoriasis, there's like contact dermatitis. So you never really know. And also just seasons changing. Sometimes that really affects it.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think, Ashley, because for you.
Yeah, but this was before like seasons change.
I don't know, but you're like.
All right, well, I'll examine your scalp in a couple of weeks. I don't think Brad can do it without really getting
well,
in there.
Well, so if we're on this topic, what my favorite video that you've ever put out that it was so simple and perfect was your hair type video that you put out in August. Everybody listening, you have to watch this video because it was almost astonishing to me. Somebody that somewhat really cares about their appearance and their hair and how I had no idea whether or not I actually had thin hair or thick hair or what the density of my hair is or what my scalp is. And I think people think that they know, but I didn't know until I watched your video what it means to actually have fine or thick hair, what it means to actually have a normal scalp or oily scalp. So can you sort of go into that video a little bit? Obviously not the whole thing. Like if you're listening, watch the video, but I'd love for you to share some of those tidbits with us.
Yeah. And I love that you said that because I always wonder to myself if people are going to be interested in these topics because they're so basic to me, honestly. Like I, you know, learned all this stuff, a lot of this stuff in hair school within the first few months. So it is from a long time ago in my past learning about this. So I always think that everybody else knows all these things too. And then, you know, doing my YouTube channel, I realized that people really don't know most basic knowledge about hair. And it's actually really cool to me that I get to teach people, you know, just what their hair type is, which is something mm-hmm. so basic to me.
But it's also so important, Brad, because you go to go to the drugstore, you go to a salon and you want to buy products. And I think most people, I'm literally like, I don't know. Is this my hair? I don't know. Like, what am I?
Yeah, totally. It can be really confusing. I mean, I think a lot of people get confused between them having thick hair versus having high density.
High density.
Yeah. So you can have low or medium or high density, and that just refers to how many follicles of hair you have on your head. And then fine versus normal versus thick hair is how thick your actual hair fiber is. So a lot of people will be like, oh my God, I have such thin hair, but they're referring to like not the right thing. And so, yeah, that's the main takeaway with that video was I hope that section, but also everybody has a wave pattern and a lot of people think they have straight hair, which pretty much nobody has straight hair naturally. Every single person has something. Even me, like I wake up like this, mm-hmm. my hair's pretty straight, but you know, it has like a little bit of wave. And so we went over all the different wave patterns in that video, which, you know, because it's always really interesting.
What was really helpful for me to learn, just real quick to wrap up this video thing, is that density, if you're listening, is like if you put your hair in a ponytail, right? Like that's how much hair you have. And you could think that you don't have thick hair because you don't have a lot, but really you just have low density, which is me. Yeah. I don't have that much hair, but my hair strand itself compared to like a thread, mm-hmm. like you said, if you take out like a sewing thread and compare it, I have a thick yeah. piece of hair.
Because you're Dominican.
You have high density. Huh?
No, I have low density.
You have high density.
Look, it's like, according to Brad's video, this is 2 inches, which is low, I think.
Yeah, I would say like normal to low probably for you.
Yeah, normal to low. I don't have like a lot of hair.
Brad, I definitely think
and my hair looks hair, like I have a lot of hair when I do it because the strands are thick. This is something I just learned from Brad's video.
No, I definitely know. I definitely know that you have high density. I mean, you have
thick strands.
You have thick strands.
All right. Well, speaking of Harry Styles has a story that he reads to you to relax, calm down, maybe go to sleep on the Calm app. This itself is a reason to download the Calm app. Harry's voice, you know, is powerful. And a lot of the things that they have for you to listen to on this app are just equally as powerful when it comes to just winding down, trying to stay asleep. It's hard when, you know, you have like a busy day and then all of a sudden you have to like silence yourself.
Yeah. So if you guys have never, if you don't know what Calm is or you've never downloaded it, download Calm right now. It's an app literally designed to help you ease stress. Like Ashley was saying, get the best sleep of your life. You can relieve anxiety. Whenever I have anxiety, I get on there, I'll listen to a story, do a meditation. They have a whole library of different programs designed for healthy sleep. So not only if you don't want to hear a person, they have soundscapes, guided meditations. They have over 100 sleep stories narrated by soothing voices. I mean, they have Kelly Rowland on there, Laura Dern, but you guys know my favorite is actually not Harry Styles. Yeah, it's Matthew McConaughey.
It's,
because
it's just equally
literally,
talk to me, baby.
I close my eyes and it's like Matthew McConaughey is reading to me in bed.
Amazing.
It is the most magical, euphoric experience. And sometimes I'll take an edible before and it's like he's really there. So honestly, guys, over 85 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds and get better sleep. So if you go to calm.com/get it, you'll get a limited time offer, 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming. Lauren, tell them where to get it.
For our listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/get it. That's 40% off, unlimited access to Calm's entire library, and new content is added every week. So get started today at calm.com/get it. That's calm.com/get it. Brad, you brought up cosmetology school a little bit. Can you tell us about like where you went in your cosmetology experience? I feel like that is the most interesting time in a hairstylist's life.
Yeah, people ask me this a lot. I don't think I've ever talked about it, but
oh yeah, give it to us.
Yeah. I didn't go to any like big school. I didn't go to, like a Paul Mitchell or anything. I went to a school in my hometown because I couldn't afford like the fancy schools, and my parents were like, "You're paying for it. You're doing this," and I was like, okay, fine. And I wanted no debt. Like I was like, I want to walk out of hair school and just be like financially free and be able to move to New York because I really wanted that and I had saved up for it. So I went to this like school in my hometown that ended up being the best experience ever. And I love my teacher and I loved everybody that went there, but it was a very, it was like a class of 12, 13 people. And we just went there every day and did our thing and then graduated during the summer and that was it. So it wasn't like a, you know, big fancy school like people think I went to.
Yeah. Did it take a year to get through school or longer?
No, it took like a school's a summer. It was like,
oh,
it was like
very nice because you went like every day.
Yeah, every day for like 6 hours.
Oh, okay, got it. So are you still friends with people from cosmetology school?
No.
No, they don't try to reach like, out
no,
now that
I'm
you're extremely famous.
No, I don't talk to those.
You're like,
small
they're like,
cousins.
I know everything that he does.
apparently, somebody from my cosmetology school was like shit talking me on TikTok and like, and was like making up stuff about me to like get popular on TikTok.
Of course.
They're like, I went to cosmetology school with him and he never like graduated or like something made up like that. Like it was nuts. I don't know.
And your dad's a hairstylist, right?
Yeah, he is.
Does he do color or what's his specialty?
He did both. I do more color. That's how I was trained from a young age, just doing color. But I like everything. I love styling as well. That's why I have a styling line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this age-old debate. How much hair do we grow each month? Is it half an inch?
Yeah.
Like everybody says, half an inch a month?
Yeah, it's a half an inch a month, supposedly. I think it very much varies person to person. But around that, yeah.
Since we were just talking about color, I wanted sort of a professional opinion. I've never dyed my hair ever.
Should I?
You know, I feel like that's always a thing where
no.
It's like, I know it's a lot of upkeep, but you know, do you feel like everybody should at some point in their life, or do I just die and go to the grave with my natural color?
No, you need to color your hair.
Okay. I love that you said that. I thought you were going to say the opposite.
No, I think everybody needs to experience having a different hair color. It makes everything in your life so much more exciting for that period of time. I feel like you just feel like a whole new person.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about coloring hair that it really gets you inspired for life and just like, it makes you have more fun. And
yeah.
Even if maybe it isn't the best color for you, at least you tried it and at least you went for it.
Yeah. I guess I'm like skewing more towards wigs, but yeah, I guess I should. What about grays? So I'm the type of person that pulls out my grays. Everyone's like, don't do it. A million are going to grow back. And I'm like, I don't know. That's a myth. I don't want it in my hair. I don't want the person behind me at Erewhon or Gelson's to see my little one gray on like the Lone Ranger back there. I don't want them to see it. Should I not be pulling them out?
No.
Why would you want less hair?
Why would you want
I don't know.
Yeah, gray? Just like, I don't want it.
No, like every strand counts to me. Maybe that's because I have low density. but I just feel like don't pull out hairs. It's just going to grow back, right?
Yeah, it's nothing's going to change pulling it out. I always found that so funny that people have thought like if you pull it out, it'll not grow back gray. But you know, it's fine if you have a few strands growing.
No, I don't want that.
Also, the grayer your hair gets, like, the more coarse it is, which is basically make it thicker.
So then, so maybe I'll just let them all grow out and then dye it.
Exactly. And you know, thick, very easily stylable
hair. Another basic bitch question. How do I know which color is right for me?
Well, I think it depends on what you're feeling. Like, do you want a more... Do you want your color to really stand out in a room or do you want to kind of blend in a little bit more?
Well, Brad, I guess my question is the hair color you should have, is it based on your skin tone? What do you guys base it off of as hairstylists?
Yeah, I mean, so when a client comes in, I like to talk about their lifestyle, you know, who they are as a person. You can just get a vibe right off the bat. And kind of the last thing I do go to is like their skin tone. Because I don't want to put like an orange color on somebody with pink skin. Or like red or like, you know, just the opposite of what they have. But I think what really, really matters is who they are as a person and if they can pull it off. Because if somebody's asking for blue hair and it totally doesn't go with their skin tone, I think sometimes you can break the rules and be like, fuck it. Like, they're going to look sick no matter what, because they can just pull it off and they're badass. But it's also like the makeup you wear. Like, if you're wearing always crazy makeup, you want some hair to go with that. And you want to, you know, spice it up with the hair too. So for you though, I mean, you definitely have, I feel like you have pretty neutral skin. I see some yellow, I see some pink, but you're pretty much in the middle. That means you can pull off pretty much any hair color. Cool. Would you ever?
She'll only do whatever Kourtney Kardashian does, and Kourtney Kardashian is really never colored.
I really base my whole life on her trajectory.
You definitely rock the dark hair, but it would be fun to see you with something different.
What's to you guys? What's in right now? I mean, I'm so not in the hair game that to me, I'm like, are highlights in? Like, I'm such a virgin when it comes to this world. What's trendy and in right now? What's everyone doing to their hair?
I think the
fringe bangs.
Yeah, the biggest trend for hair color is color blocking. You see so many people with like the underneath colored, or their bangs colored a different color, or just like chunkier highlights. Everything's going like very chunky.
Ginger spice. You know,
Kelly Clarkson, American Idol season one.
Ooh, Ashley, great pop culture reference.
But no, everybody's always said for years, like that was the antithesis of what we should go for with highlights.
Trends,
so why is it changing?
Trends come back.
Yeah, it's coming back around hardcore. I think things are a little bit more blended still, but we're seeing like very high highlight, very high highlights and very low lowlights, and a lot more contrast all around. And I like it. It's cool. And I love the whole, do you know what the e-girl bangs are? You guys know
the what? Emo what girl?
E-girl. E-girl.
What's that?
It's like when you have that chunky piece in the front that's a different color than the rest of your hair.
It's like a really bright money piece that could be any color you really want.
Well, I love money pieces. Now, Lauren, explain what a money piece is. And that's like the whole reason I want highlights, so I can have like a little something here.
Or you could just be an e-girl and just have the bright money piece, which is just basically like your face framed highlights, but pretty chunky.
Yeah. No, money piece is the most important part of a highlight, because that's what everybody sees when they look in the mirror. And you want that piece to be as bright and as flawless as ever. Yeah.
Another amazing gift idea. You guys are probably sick of me telling you about how amazing Rothy's are, but it's time for you to gift some to yourself if you haven't already. And if you have a pair of your own, you know what a great gift this will be to a friend or a family member, because this is the gift of comfortable, washable, sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. They're made from repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Totally eco-friendly. Makes me smile. And there's zero break-in period. And they do not cut up the back of your ankle. This is just like a high-quality gift. You know, you're going to open this and you're going to be like, these are super cute. I don't have to worry about them like squeezing my feet too hard. They're the work shoe or the everyday like shopping shoe or the date shoe that you just can use it in so many different outfits. Glamour, I know Vogue is a huge fan of them. Meghan Markle is a huge fan of them. And Glamour has named Rothy's one of the top gift ideas that you just can't go wrong with. Lauren, you want to talk about their bags?
Yeah, don't forget about their bags. You guys are sleeping on their bags. They're so cute. You can't go wrong with them. They fit everything. I think they're also, the bags, are they machine washable?
Yes.
And they have shoes, handbags, and face masks. So you can be a whole look with Rothy's. Don't sleep on the bags. They're so cute.
They've transformed nearly 70 million bottles into these clothing items.
Holy man.
70 million bottles.
All right, guys. So check out all the amazing shoes. Like Lauren was saying, bags and masks available right now at rothys.com/get it. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/get it. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/get it today.
Now, Brad, what is something you want to do on your channel, but you're a little worried about what people would think? Like, is there something you really want to do, but you're like, oh, I don't think anyone's going to really care, or they're going to not like it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely stay in my lane most of the time with hair. Whenever I venture off, it definitely doesn't do as well. And you know, sometimes I just say I don't care a lot of the time, and I'll make videos about like me making matcha tea, like I've done that before, or like something. So you know, sometimes it is annoying, and that for that reason, that I can't kind of do whatever I want. I guess I can, but it just depends on if I want to get views or not, which is always pretty important when it's your job to do that.
Right. Yeah. It's your livelihood.
I get it.
Yeah, but otherwise, you know, I think things that I haven't done a lot is like a ton of collaborations, and I've been
working
on that as of recently. And I was just in LA doing some stuff. So there'll be more of that soon. Yeah.
Very cool.
So I've always like had this dream that I've never really been able to accomplish, that I want to be like an ash light brunette, but my eyebrows are black. So Lauren and I are sisters, and everybody says that we look alike and we both have these pretty thick eyebrows, but hers are just like one shade lighter. So hers are dark brown and mine are black. And because they're black, I feel like I can't do any color. Yeah. Because then I'd have to dye my eyebrows. Like, how are you in dyeing eyebrows? Are you a fan of that?
I have a very strong opinion. Tell me, Brad.
I don't like dyed eyebrows, but I also think that you look so good with dark eyebrows and light hair. Like, yes. I think you would look very much like a model, like very interesting looking. And I like the dark eyebrows and even if you had like white hair and dark eyebrows.
That's so true. Like, it's a very like high editorial sort of like look, but it's gorgeous. But it also, like you were saying earlier, Brad, I feel like it has to match the person's lifestyle and what they do every day. And
yeah, I mean, even if you did want to dye them, maybe you should try it. I mean, they grow back so easily. Why not?
So Justin Anderson does Ashley's hair sometimes, or before like I did her hair. And he also said he didn't want to dye her eyebrows, correct?
Yeah.
See, yeah, it's just not a consensus, but I guess she really wants to dye them because she asks everyone.
No, I don't want to dye them. I don't really want to dye them. I just like they're black. They're not like Lauren's. So that makes me feel like I can't have any
if
sort
I
of
had your eyebrows, hair color I would dye above them bleach white blonde because I just think that's the coolest shit ever.
I mean, yeah.
And if I had your eyebrows, Ashley, I would literally do that and have dark hair and just let your eyes speak for itself. It would be the coolest look ever. But I have eyebrows.
No fucking way.
No, I was going to say the same thing. You would look so cool with blonde.
You would
eyebrows.
Look sick, Ashley.
But you'd have to like dress to the nines and have your makeup done.
But
like,
it's not
every
Ashley. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's
her.
Not me. That's like my.
What
not
a
my style at all.
Give me your eyebrows.
Well, Lauren, if you want to try the light to medium ash brown
on your whole head, okay,
on my whole head.
I have
over.
A question for Brad. What are your thoughts on like parts? Like, I feel like, you know, when I go, it's so funny when I go and get, I don't know, it's just such a funny thing in my life, you know, because I think I have a middle part, but it's slightly to the left. It's not exactly in the middle, so it pisses me off. So sometimes I'll try and do the middle, but like my hair is like, no, this is where the part is. Like, can you change your part? What are your thoughts on like hair parts?
I think everybody should always change them. However, I do think a middle part looks good on 90% of people. And I do think it is the most trendy part right now. I did, however, when I was younger, love a side part. So maybe the side part will come back. But right now, middle part for most people I love. But depending on the look, you know, if you're going to do something really sexy, I think always side parts look the sexiest to me. And just having like swooped over look, push back hair on one side. Yeah, it depends on
like Jessica Rabbit sexy.
Yeah, it depends on the style, but
yeah,
mostly.
Let's talk about new on the horizon hair tools. So this is probably not like super innovative, but I've been able to actually do my own hair pretty decently since I got one of those blow dryer brushes. Like, so it looks like it's like a brush. it's a round brush, but it's a
blow dryer
too. Is that like one of the most trendy things right now, or am I totally
no? Behind? I think so. Yeah, I see them everywhere, especially on TikTok. Everybody reviewing those brush blow dryers. I think
mine was a brush.
Yeah, I think they're really cool, and I think it's so much easier than holding a round brush and a blow dryer.
Yeah.
And most people can't do that. So I think it's dope. Yeah. I also love, you know, that we have cordless flat irons and things coming out.
Oh my God, get me one of those. I need an AirPod hair straightener.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I'm obsessed with my Dyson flat iron. It's cordless. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I just got a wireless curling iron sent to me that I'm going to try today.
Oh, fun.
I'm like, this is great. The only downside is they don't last a long time. It's like 30 minutes, but you can do a lot in 30 minutes. It's fine.
Do you ever, because, you know, your life is hair, and you're always like having to experiment. For example, you're saying you got sent something today. Do you ever like give your hair a break, or do you feel like sometimes maybe you're like, oh, I don't want to put all this stuff in my hair. I don't want to try all these things, like my poor hair, because you're constantly having to review and be on top of everything in the hair world.
Yeah. I mean, I've wanted to shave my head for the past like year, and I can't do it because of that reason that I need to test everything. But especially with my own brand, we are constantly getting like 25 different shampoo and conditioner samples like every week. And I have to try all of them every single like second of my life. And so for a period of time, I'll be washing my hair like twice a day, and then I'll go back to like not doing it. But yeah, I'm definitely always trying stuff or using somebody at our office to like try stuff on.
Yeah. How often should one get a hair trim?
I would say like every 4 months at least.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's a good amount of time. And it doesn't need to be a lot of hair. It can just be a little trim, even though most hairstylists end up cutting off too much.
Oh, I can't get into being people that who are scissor opposite. Happy. I've been going to the same guy for 5 years because he listens to me.
Yeah,
you never want me doing your hair then, because I don't.
Chop, chop. People, I'll cut someone's hair fully, and then they'll be like, can we take another inch off? I'm like, sure, another inch off. I'm like, sure. I'm like, you don't want to cut your hair, so let it be long and pretty. Oh my God.
I'm always the person who's like, let's do more.
No, that's traumatizing.
Yeah. Brad, are mullets, are Mondo's out? Are mullets out?
Mullets are?
Are they overdone now?
Well, first of all, I have a mullet, so I hope.
I know, but I just feel like now everyone's had it, and it's like, what's the next thing?
I mean, I hope that they become more popular, and we just blow it out of proportion, and then they just like fade away, because I think that's...
Can we bring rat tails back?
I'd love to. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Oh my God, I want my boyfriend to have a rat tail so bad.
He wouldn't sell many houses with the rat tail.
Yeah, he's a real estate agent.
I love his demographic. He's a high-end real estate agent.
I love it. I would totally a clip an extension in the back and just like have a little...
Yes, bring that back.
Yeah.
It'll change the world.
What about...
I'll be the next.
Ashley, sorry. Yeah. Okay, this is the biggest lie of all of the hair product marketing, I think. That you can mend split ends. You can't mend them, right?
You can't. Once your hair is split, it's split. So what's that brand that like said, isn't there like somebody who says that they can do that?
I think it's Pantene.
Yeah. And
there's
this other like really trendy hair care brand that has an ad that like literally shows the hair going back together. And I'm like,
lies.
Well, if there's some other, I don't know. I've seen a lot of things, and I don't think that's possible.
Definitely not. And then Olaplex is, you know, a product that I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with, and it really just took off 5 years ago. Is it as good for your hair as they make it seem? Like, is this a must for anybody who's going lighter?
So I did a video about this where I experimented with Olaplex and using Olaplex with lightener versus without it. And it definitely felt nice with the Olaplex, but I'm more curious about looking at it underneath like an intense microscope that can go.
Like what it's actually doing.
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm very much a skeptic, and if I don't see how it's actually working, I don't know if it is. But I also feel like we're really going to make a product that everybody loves and it doesn't really work. I don't know. I think that it definitely does work. I just want to know at what level it does. And I use it on everybody that I lighten because it just makes me feel more secure.
Why not?
Yeah. And why not? It's such an easy little step to add. And their hair definitely does feel good after. So that's as much as I know. I use it and I hope it really does what it does.
My problem with the shampoo conditioner is amazing too. I really like the way the conditioner feels.
I got to try that. My issue with Olaplex is I only have, you know, the one that you're supposed to put in damp hair or whatever. The one that everyone buys. I don't know what it is.
I don't know anything.
Number four.
But I have an issue, Brad, with like how much product to use. I feel like it would be really great if hair people marketing to people like me that don't know about hair, they would like specify, because I never know. Sometimes I put in way too much Olaplex and then, you know, you feel it and I'm like, oh fuck, I have to wash my hair tomorrow. Now there's too much product in my hair. Or sometimes it's too little and then I'm like, nothing happened.
Yeah. The hardest part about marketing hair products is that everybody has
different hair. Yeah.
Like completely. And it's, I feel like even skincare is way more simple, like makeup and whatever.
So
but hair, like you have different colors, different wave patterns, different thickness, different. It's just everybody's. So you could also have dry hair and oily hair on the same head. Mm-hmm. So even when making my own products, I kind of can't. We always want to go in depth about how to use and whatever. And then we're like, well, we can't because it doesn't make sense because of that reason. I think just by analyzing your hair before you use the products that day, because it might be drier than most days, or it might be a little more hydrated than most days, and just doing your best to gauge how much product you should use that day. That's my best recommendation. Or you can always build up on your product. So if you end up drying your hair and there's not enough, I would put more, start with less, and then add later.
You can go, Ash.
Okay, the flat iron has been forever thought of as like the worst thing to do to your hair. And then people talk, you know, blow drying, all this stuff. How many times is too many times to use a hot tool during a week?
It definitely depends on your hair again. If you have dry hair and your hair is damaged already, like once a week, but if healthy hair and, you know, it's pretty resilient to heat damage, I think you can use it, you know, up to like 3 times a week. I think that's totally fine. But I also feel like most people that use flat irons use them at way too high of a temperature most of the time. And you don't need to crank it up to the max temperature in order for it to work. Mm-hmm. You can use it at half heat and use it a lot slower and do very slow passes through your hair instead of like yanking at it and going at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's more, I think people should learn better technique and stop using it so high, and it'll stop causing so much damage.
How mm-hmm. often should one brush their hair? Because I barely brush mine.
You can brush it morning and night. I think that's the best. I know some people have curly hair and they can't exactly do that, but using like a natural bristle brush to distribute oils around your head is the best thing for curing any kind of dryness, and distributing the oils from your scalp is going to help with scalp circulation. So it is actually a very important thing, and it also helps get the dirt off your scalp from the day. So
I have a clean brush and a dirty brush. I use the clean brush for like the first 2 days after I wash my hair, and then I have an oily brush for like day three and four. Is that am I doing things that. Well?
That's great, Ash. Wow. Thanks.
I think it's definitely important that everybody has like a wet brush, something that's bristles that are very bendable, so it doesn't rip at your hair. And then also having a natural bristle brush is super important. And then maybe one more for like heat styling where it's like ceramic would be a great, just three brushes.
Have you seen the TikTok trend where people are like, I didn't know I had curly hair, and then they brush their hair in the shower wet and they come out with this beautiful curly mane?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best TikTok
trend. So funny.
Is there like a pet peeve you have when you watch other stylists work? Like, do you hate certain things that they do that you're like, oh, I could do that a little bit differently?
You know, I think every stylist kind of has those little remarks.
What's your personal one?
I don't know. I hate like saying anything negative about other hairstylists because everybody has their own thing. And, you know, mm-hmm. you don't know the full story behind what they are doing or how or why they did what they did. But
right.
I think mostly it's what irks me is what people haven't just had enough training and like haven't really explored past hair school with more color classes and cutting classes and just furthering your education with hair is so important, or else you're just going to get stuck in the past and your clients are going to end up with, you know, some like weird A-line bob that is like stacked in the back or some shit.
I never mastered that. So like, what was your favorite class that you've taken to further your education? Like anything that was like, wow.
I mean, I went to a lot of Goldwell classes. I don't know, you know, probably people listening might not know what that is, but one of like the biggest color brands. And we used to always travel around the world, like following them. And we would just go to these amazing runway shows showing every new color that they have that year. And it was like Super Bowl level production. Wow. Like there'd be thousands of people in the audience watching all these models come down, showing their hair. It was really cool, and I haven't been able to do that as much anymore, so I kind of miss that.
Brad, when you were coming up, can you share maybe any like maybe the worst botch you ever did on someone, or like just when you totally just fucked up someone's hair?
Oh my god. I mean, when I was younger, I would fuck up everybody's hair, so.
Oh my god. Do you have like a specific instance that like comes to top of mind when someone asks you about this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of one right now. My friend Adele, I'm still friends with, we made her platinum blonde, and I had like no idea how to bring somebody from dark hair to blonde hair. So I kind of just like put the max developer on her hair and like just went at it. This poor girl's head was like bleeding after. It was,
oh my god,
bleeding?
Yeah, from like so much bleach on the scalp, and it made it so dry that it cracked. And then that's not even the worst part though. She ended up like not loving it. And so a week later, she asked me to make her brunette again? And I was like, yeah, no big deal. It's totally fine. So I just like put this color over her head thinking like, oh, you just make it dark again after it being blonde. And her hair turned completely green and like monkey, like dirty water green. And it was so ugly. And I had to like call my dad and be like, what do I do?
Oh my god!
And that's because like if you put dark color over lightened hair without filling it properly and adding back like the other reds and oranges that naturally are present in the hair, you'll get a very green cast on the hair. So I learned that the hard way, but I think it was a good learning process for me.
Hell yeah! You learn a lot of things in that one sitting.
Yeah, for sure.
What are a couple products that you feel like everybody needs to have in their bathroom?
An oil for sure. I just think
like let's do name brands and like which ones that they have to go out on.
Obviously
on
the Mondo brand.
I'm kind of talking about my own company. So.
You That's plug fine. It. This is
yeah.
your time.
Yeah, we want to know what yeah. they do, which one we should buy.
Viper smoothing oil by X Mondo is my brand. I think it's just the most simple way of rehydrating your hair throughout the day and adding back a lot of shine. I think right now, as we get into the cooler months, it's super important to keep your hair hydrated.
How do you use an oil, Brad? Is it just like during the day, you just put a little in your hand and you just like spruce it up? That's it?
Yeah, I that's a great way of using it. Or, you know, before a blow dry or just before letting your hair air dry, it are all great ways to use it. And then I think a hair mask is super great because most people have dry ends or splitting going on, and that'll help prevent that from happening further. So just putting that on, you know, once a week or whenever you're showering and just leaving it on for 5 or 10 minutes is just a great way to help balance the hydration in your hair. And mine is called Prismatic Glow, and we love it. I have very cute names for all my products. I think. my mask also is like holographic when you put it in your hand, so it's
That's fun. That's sick. I love that.
Yeah, I love to put little interesting things in my products that you wouldn't expect. But what else?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What else we got? We have oil, mask. Obviously, we need shampoo, but I think everybody has that. And then, you know, a dry shampoo, I think, is really important because in order to avoid washing your hair so much, I think you just need to, you know, make your hair bouncy again and refreshed. I like powder dry shampoos because I feel like they don't dry your hair as much because aerosols have a ton of alcohol in them. I'm a little weary of alcohol going in the hair, and hairsprays, you know, have a ton of alcohol, and aerosols are just really bad for the environment anyways, so should probably stay away.
So do you have a powder that's good? And I feel like also the powder probably absorbs natural oil in your scalp a lot better than like a spray would, even though I actually use the Oribe texturizing spray instead of dry shampoo. Is that stupid? Like, I'm using it instead of dry shampoo.
No, I mean, it's fine. And again, the aerosol, I just think it's a lot of alcohol on them, and just be careful with drying out your hair too much.
Right.
And what was I saying? Oh, yeah, our main ingredient in ours is like a tapioca starch, which is a natural ingredient. So I have a product called Club Kid dry shampoo. And then I think the last one would be a heat protectant, because most people use heat styling tools and do not protect their hair. And it's like the easiest way to prevent heat damage and any further splitting or dryness in your hair. So I have one called Force Field, and it protects up to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. You just spray it on your damn hair before you blow it. Yeah.
It's amazing. We have some questions from our Facebook fan group. They're great questions. So I was hoping in our last couple of minutes, we can just throw some out at you. But before, I just had one last question for you. Why is it that like every man that does hair is like so attractive? Like you, like Chris that does Kim's hair. I'm like, why is that like a requirement? Like, do you have to be like so hot to do hair?
So, I think I wondered this also. But,
why am I so stunningly beautiful and talented in hair?
Yeah, Chris Appleton is quite attractive, but I don't know. I think that women are, you know, obviously attracted to good-looking gay men that do their hair. So I don't know. I think that has a lot to do with it, but. Yeah, I don't know.
I have one question too. This is the I Don't Get It podcast where we discuss things that we don't get about life. Do you have any, in general, non-hair related I don't get it's about life?
Oh my God. I don't get it so much. Like such a deep level. So I was watching, there's a guy on TikTok who does stuff, who explains weird life phenomenons. I'm trying to think of something he mentioned recently. This is stupid, but like,
it's okay. Ours are so dumb.
I saw something about like exit signs and how on both sides. This is so dumb. That is so interesting. It's not going to make sense though. Like, I don't know how to explain it. So when you look at this sign, it says exit going
right to left.
Yeah, right to left when you read it on both sides. And everybody's like, how does that work? Because if it's just once, this doesn't make sense. I give up. I'm done.
I understand what you're saying. Okay, it's like a mirror image sort of thing.
Yeah, it was like a mirror. Okay. Everybody was like a mirror image, and it like wasn't. And then somebody bought the mirror and took it home and analyzed the whole thing and took it apart. And apparently. It was this whole thing on TikTok, and I found it fascinating. So that's what I don't care.
That's incredible. Everyone's going to go Google like exit signs now.
So funny. All right. Well, let's throw in some fan questions before we let you go. Sam asked, what do I do about thinning hair? Is there anything one can do apart from extensions to thicken it up?
Yeah. So there's obviously like serums like Rogaine that can be very effective, but.
But doesn't that mean you have to stay on it forever?
It does. You need to use it twice a day forever. And or else your hair will fall out again. But other than that, I've actually been experimenting with this red light therapy thing. I have like a helmet that you put on for like 20 minutes every other day, and it's supposed to promote hair growth. So I think that from the research that I've done, it seems like a really promising
Cool. Nice.
Okay. There's also another question from Katie on here, which I think is fascinating. So she has one of those birthmarks on her head that makes all her strands platinum level 10 white. And she wants to know that if she gets her hair dyed, is that streak going to actually pick up the color? Because she's heard that it just falls right out.
You know, it definitely is probably gonna be a lot more stubborn than the rest of your hair. And hopefully you're going to an experienced hairdresser that knows the right formula to put on it, because sometimes, you know, when you have stubborn grays to cover, you definitely need to put a ton of coverage on it. And so it should cover. I believe in your hair. I think it'll work.
they treat that like a gray coverage because it's covered. Okay. That makes sense.
Somebody asked if you have any horror stories from working with celebrities or just people that always go to you and then they always come back complaining about something that was done.
I definitely have some model stories. from like photo shoots that I did. One in particular, this girl like made me literally like almost cry. She was so mean to me, but it's such a long story. Basically, she didn't like her hair. I was doing whatever the creative director told me to do that day, and he loved her hair, and then she like complained about it to him behind my back, and I was just like devastated. This is like one of the biggest shoots in my life, and it was going with someone really important, and I basically walked out on the shoot because she was so mean to me. Mm. And I was like, you know what, I don't deserve this. I didn't do anything to you. And mm-hmm. I was like, thank you so much for having me, but I will be leaving the shoots.
Wow.
You literally did what the creative director wanted. You talked about this story on your YouTube channel. I'm like, the model shouldn't have any say. It should be like the creative director and the photographer.
Yeah, like, she was definitely in a mood, and it was like in the middle of fashion week. I think she was just going through it. So, whatever.
Hannah Jacobs wants to know, how can I make my hair grow faster naturally?
You can stimulate your scalp more. Doing head massages is definitely a good way to help hair growth and make it thicker. You know, not brushing your hair too vigorously will help not pull out too many hair strands that aren't ready to come out of your head. And then just using the right products and just taking general good care of your hair. Oh, and drinking water. I always like saying that.
Some people are talking about when you have a lot of shedding after having COVID. Is there anything that you know that can stop shedding?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Who was it? What was the celebrity? Was it Alyssa Milano showed how much hair she lost?
From COVID? After,
yeah.
There's that. And then also, is there like truth to the fact that your hair goes through like year-long cycles? Like every 7 years you have a major shed?
Yeah. I shed a lot all the time. Is that normal too? In addition to what Ashley just asked?
You know, hair definitely goes through changes, and I'll have some clients that'll start with me with really thick hair, and then their hair will end up much, much thinner a few years later. And I think it's just like hormones and just different factors in everybody's life, like stress. And so, yeah, it is normal to have some period of time where your hair gets thinner or thicker. It's just like your skin, like, you know, your skin's not always moist, and it's sometimes really dry, and it sometimes goes through like getting a bunch of pimples 1 week and then not anymore. I think your hair is similar, and your scalp kind of goes through changes as well. Did I answer all those questions?
Is it normal that I shed a lot all the time?
Yeah. Is the 100 hairs a day pretty average?
Yeah, you should be losing hair every day. That's healthy. I don't know what a lot is. What's a lot exactly? Is it like a handful of hair? Is it like scary amounts of hair?
I don't think it's scary amounts, but it's like, you know, I definitely am that person where it's like, it's in the shower. It's under me right now. It's on the floor. It's everywhere, you know.
You're noticing because you have long, thicker strands of dark hair. So like mine, they're thin and light. So I probably lose just as much. I just don't see it everywhere.
What is it about shower shedding? Like for me, I feel like I lose a normal amount during like a regular day. But when I wash my hair, I get a pretty good
amount. Yeah, it's usually just you. It's the shampoo helping kind of break down the oils in your hair, and it helps release the hair from wherever it's attached to. Because sometimes the oil can like bind two pieces of hair together, even though one already fell out of your head and it's just kind of hanging on. And I think once you wash it, it kind of releases all that, and it all comes together in the shower.
Okay.
Well, I think that may be all the questions we have for you, Brad. Thank you so much for answering so many. I feel like we got almost all of our listeners' questions answered.
I had no idea that I had so many questions about
right?
her. And it's crazy we haven't talked about her. This is why I think it's so amazing what you do. I think you're hilarious. You're so informative too, and you're so fun to watch. And we feel really lucky we got you on the podcast today. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you so
much. Thanks for having you.
It was
a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Excited to see your new collab.
Yes. And buy all his products, guys. Where can everybody buy your products and find you?
xmondohair.com or xmondohair on Instagram.
Amazing.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.
I don't get it. Podcast.